95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog Friday edition. Our very special guest, Jesse James Dupree and Jackal, coming Saturday, March 13th, part of the 80th anniversary of Bike Week Daytona Beach out there at the Pavilion at Destination Daytona. Cannot wait. Last time we saw you guys, you were playing our big 95.7 The Hog birthday party, and you chainsawed the birthday cake, which we thank you for doing that.
We go way back. We got some history of the station and the band. And
that's right.
Jackal, we just celebrate the fundamentals of rock and roll. I mean, we're two guitar, bass, and drums, chainsaw, if you will, whatever it takes to get the job done. And you either get it or you don't. I mean, if you get it, you come out, you have a great time. It's not about seeing the show. It's about being part of the show. And I generally find that the people that don't get it, the people that don't understand about the fundamentals of rock and roll that we celebrate, those are the same people that have a hard time admitting that they masturbate.
Hey, that's, you know what? He ain't wrong. Yeah, it's true. You got to be doing something in all that COVID shutdown time. Something's going on.
Speaking of masturbating, I'll take you right back to that Milwaukee 8 engine. You sit on that Harley Davidson motorcycle, and it takes you to a whole nother level. The rumble and the purr, it gets good to me every time. Oh. Maybe that's why you can't keep. That's why you can't keep me off my Street Glide.
I see where it works for men and women alike. I think at that point, when you feel that rumble, it takes you to the right place. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, I see these commercials. Have you seen the commercial for the Super Beta Prostate?
Yes, that product that's supposed to.
Yeah. The Super Beta Prostate. I don't need that. I ride a Harley Davidson.
It shakes everything out the right way. That's Jesse James Dupree. You know him of Jaguar. You know him of the Jesse James Bourbon, of course. You know him of Full Throttle. And then, of course, now you're going to know him, if you haven't yet, at the 80th anniversary of Daytona Beach Bike Week. As Jaguar will be on stage Saturday, March 13th, all right? And what have you done? Has there been anything that you have never been able to accomplish because you haven't been locked down for a year before? What is something that you got to do just for you personally that you hadn't been able to get to the last 20 or 30 years of touring?
Well, you know, since we were down this year, ironically, or let's just say conveniently, Jackal had just recorded a brand new show at the Midland Theater a couple of months prior to the pandemic. And it was 3,500 people, sold out, beautiful theater in Kansas City.
Cool.
And we had DMC, the legendary Daryl Mack from Run DMC. He came out, he sat in with us, and it's just, I mean, we did about 20 minutes of the tour, just a great show. And it was a magic night, and we happened to capture it all. So I'm able to edit, and I've got a recording studio and such. So I spent my time, and I edited down a Jackal live DVD featuring DMC from Run DMC, mixed it down, did all the editing for the video, and you can get it at jackal.com right now. It's available at jackal.com. We got the DVD and the CD for anyone that's interested in it. Go to jackal.com. It's an amazing show.
Nice.
And a lot of fun, and it'll prime you up for the March 13th Saturday night. You know, it just sometimes the stars align, and when you get a Saturday night at Destination Daytona during the 80th anniversary of Daytona Bike Week, you got our good friends from the VFW organization. I got my Jesse James Bourbon going to be set up back there for everybody to have plenty of cold belly washers. That's good, and then we've got the Harley Davidson partnership with Daytona Harley Davidson, where we're giving away the 2021 Electric Glide motorcycle and the trip to Sturgis. And then on top of all of that, I got you two sons of bitches going to be there with us too.
So yeah.
The hog in the house.
That's right.
So y'all need to get some T-shirts made for that night that says the hog in the house.
We're
gonna have a great night.
I can't stand the wait now. I thought Super Bowl was gonna be the excitement, and then maybe Valentine's Day. The hell with all that. Let's get to March 13th.
Y'all probably pretty wound up about Tampa being in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. So I'm having a tough time. What Jesse James Dupree? What is your Super Bowl prediction? How are you feeling? Does the goat and Tom Brady and Tampa get it done, or does the kid and Kansas City get it done?
Well, I always pull for the underdog, okay? I always pull for the underdog. And so, you know, and I think that, you know, it's amazing that Tom Brady, you know, is going to get his 10th Super Bowl ring if this goes down. And Mahomes has got, you know, a whole life ahead of him, and he's still got plenty of time to go get his 10 or whatever. But I'd like to see the old man do it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I quit watching football for real whenever Kenny Stabler retired. Because
Really? Snake?
Yeah, because let me just tell you, that's back when football was real. I mean, they would lay out all night drinking and go out there and play still either drunk or hungover. Uh-huh. And that's back when the men were men. And they would – think about this. The night before the damn Super Bowl, Joe Namath sleeps with Raquel Welch. I mean, is that – there's nothing more rock and roll than that. You know, and nowadays you've got these fellas – that are paid through the damn roof, yeah. And they're athletes, quote unquote athletes. You know, I don't know. I kind of miss those damn, those Roman gladiator days when those guys would just go out and try to hurt somebody.
That's right.
And I'll watch the game. I'm going to enjoy it, I'm hoping it's a good one.
Saturday, March 13th. At Destination Daytona, of course, along with Bruce Rossmeyer's Harley Davidson, you got Jesse, James Dupree, and Jackal in town, and you got a chance to go out there, get that voucher, no purchase necessary. You just show up at Destination Daytona, and you get the voucher, and through February 20th, you got a chance to win all kinds of stuff, including that 2021 Electric Glide Harley Davidson, which is a beautiful piece. And I hope you get in town a little bit early so we can pick up some pizza and bourbon for you or something,
You got my number, and I'll definitely be there a few days early. And I'm actually going to be going to Kenny's and doing a bottle signing on that first Friday, the very first kickoff day of Bike Week, and then got some cool stuff happening. I'll be signing stuff at Destination Daytona toward the backside of the week, so it'll be a big time, and I appreciate it. Listen, swing by and check out the guitar that I sent over to Daytona Harley Davidson. They've got, I'm telling you, they have got a badass guitar that I've sent over there, and somebody's going to win it. So swing by, pick up your voucher for sure, and get ready for March the 13th as we, again, celebrate America's resilience. And it's kind of an official a New Year's Eve party for all of us people that like to put it in. Even if you don't ride a Harley Davidson motorcycle, you owe it to yourself to walk in at Destination Daytona over at Bruce Rossmeyer's Daytona Harley Davidson, and you need to look at the 2021 models. They are a piece of art. Even if you don't ride, you should buy one, put it in your living room, because it's that bad. I'm telling you, they're incredible, and I'm so proud to be working with a company. They have shown resilience like nobody else has coming through this pandemic as well, and they offer up the ultimate way to social distance, doing 60 on that thing down the road. And come to Sturgis as well, Daytona Bike Week coming up the 80th, and man, it's good to hear you guys' voice. I appreciate
you, buddy.
Rock me, roll me, jackal me off. Hog is kicking it out.
That's right.
For Daytona Bike Week.
I was sitting right there back in 1980-something. It's PG-13 is playing in a little club in Athens, Georgia. And there's this crazy son of a bitch standing on my table, cutting it with a chainsaw guy. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I knew I wanted a piece of it. And here we are in 2021, and Jesse James Dupree's bringing it back.
Well, you know what? You and I, if you go back that far, I was probably on roller skates at the same time. So you've seen all sides of it, man. So no wonder you was in the Betty Ford Club. No wonder
That's
both
right.
of you was in the Betty Ford Club.
That's right. Jesse James Dupree, we love you, brother. We will see you soon. Thank you so much for your time.
You got my number, and seriously, rock me, roll me, jack me off. The Hog in the House over at Daytona Beach, Harley Davidson, Bruce Rossmeyer's Daytona Harley Davidson, Destination Daytona, March 13th, Saturday night. And try to listen for your chance to win. You have a hog pen set up, a VIP area that these two sons of bitches right here are going to be hooking you up. So y'all stay dialed in, and the Hog in the House. Pa-pow.